we are moving forward, identifying the customer profile of the group to be selected for sale, want to knock the door and say, this is an offer. Somebody who wants a comfy travel, relaxed peace of mind may not go into any such activity of sales promotion. I would like to book in advance. I would like a specific seat. The same can be explained for hotel rooms. Hotel rooms are different. Some has a good view, some has a bad view, some have a view of swimming pool, some has a view of a grass land, or some facing different good scenario. So all the rooms are not sold at the same price. One commanding a view of sea or a swimming pool would be paying more money than the one who is looking at the ducting of the hotel, which is at the back. There, the yield management policy is adopted. Especially the wholesalers, when they negotiate the hotel room rate, they get these type of allocated room. It's called run of the mill or run of the house. That's part of sales promotion. So all those rooms having no good view are sold at 50 to 30% discount through wholesalers. So if the hotel has a room capacity of 800 rooms or 400 rooms, some may not have been commanding a good view. So those rooms would be sold through wholesaler who is offering 40% discount from the rack rate. Understood, that's a yield management and part of sales promotion. Then of course, personal selling, selling it directly to an interaction between buyer and seller, anything like you buy, whether you buy a commodity in the market, a green stock in the market, or for that matter, any commodity that you buy facing one-on-one. That's a personal selling. It could be face-to-face, by telephone, or through video conferencing. These are advanced stages of selling, of course, video conferencing and telephone. Generally, it happens face-to-face. It's a kind of co-marketing communication, and it includes individual frontline staff activities. So basically, a frontline staff would be sitting and handling the client who is sitting face-to-face, and they sell the product to him or her directly in the office itself or at the premises of the guest, which is called POS, point of selling. Personal selling must be a part of overall communication mix, and it may be supported by advertising and PR. Of course, the awareness is being created through all these promotions that we are talking about. We are moving further. Functions can be categorized as influencing the purchase of more services. You would find, say, if you've gone for a dining at a restaurant, food resort, the orders that you give, whether it's a food joint, if you order for a specific thing, you find the cashier asking you, do you need anything else? We have a promotion going on. So likewise, there are products and goods which are being offered, and the seller, the sales promoter would keep asking you, this is what we can offer you more. You go to a dining restaurant and then you order for, say, biryani, they would say, at the end, would you like a dessert to be served to you, which is this ice cream, gulab jamun, etc. I have to give an example for you to understand what is meant by personal selling and how that can be categorized. Enabling and facilitating B2B purchase, business to business, because their products are known, not much of sales promotion is required, only incentives work there. You don't have to explain Emirates Airline possible offerings on the flight, because business to business, the other party very well understand the product because they are selling. Taking the help of distribution channel to encourage purchasing. And as I mentioned, distribution channel is an additional arm of sale. So it's always better to have 3 to 4 distribution channel rather than one, especially if the product is generic or common, because it doesn't apply to monopoly, because that's the product which you only sell. For example, petrol. the petrol that is being sold internationally between two countries. That's a monopoly. Only few countries produce petrol. The drilling of petrol is not everywhere. It's a few countries. So there is no such sales technique that is being used. It is the need and you buy. That's it. But in the case where the product is common, available everywhere, or identical competitive products are available, then you have to incentivize, you have to do your sales, you have to give goodies, you have to offer incentives, gift scheme, lucky draw. All examples that I gave to you have to be used to be successful in counting your number of passengers, increasing them. Influence the purchase of more services. What are they? Some of the examples are hotel staff suggesting something special and ask customer to select from the dessert trolley. I give this example to you to understand. You go to a dining restaurant and they would say, today's special we have is XYZZ special dish. Please, you can order this. We are giving you this at low cost today because it's an additional dish that we will be offering. If you buy a Pepsi medium and if you want to top it up, you just pay 20 rupees extra and we'll top it again after you consume this maxi, the middle size or whatever. This cup, if you go for a bigger cup, you pay 40 rupees more or 30 rupees more, you get a large cup. All these are various promotion that staff talk to you. They ask customers what they want and increase the sale. These are all examples of personal selling. Okay, B2B, business to business purchases. Most of the travel and tourism business have their sales team. We have understood this. They sell their product and services to different customer group, which are business, tourist, corporate, and conference organizer. Visitor attraction offer facilities to event management business or offers educational trips. What is educational trip? The travel agent, the media, the selling distribution channel are shown the product by offering them complimentary or at a very much reduced cost so that they can experience the product, so that they can see the product, gain experience, learn about the product, come back and start selling. Because they themselves have experienced the product. These are all educational trip, commonly known as FAM trip, F-A-M. So an airline would come and say, come with us, we are giving you free ticket. Fly with us, we will take you to our new destination that we are flying from India, and we'll take you there and come back, experience our in-flight entertainment. Some of the FAM trips are combined. They add up hotels, city tours, taking support from hoteliers, tour operator, ground handler, making it a combined trip and making it as a FAM trip, educational trip, which is a learning process, not only for business to business seller, but also for media. Because by seeing that, media can put it into their platform of advertising and public relation. So visitor attractions are offered. Mind it, we are looking at personal selling. And with that, we are coming to possibly one or two more slides. It refers to significant purchasing, higher in value terms. For example, somebody is ready to buy a Rado watch. So encourage large value purchases. In a tourism context, businesses are using personal selling concept effectively. There are hotels, I would give example of Dubai, Burj Al Khalifa or Burj Al Arab. These are ultimate luxury product in hotels. Experience of lifetime you would get. Lubwa in Thailand. Sixth Sense in Thailand. All these are luxury products offering great value, and buying is also with large values. One night could be anything from 50,000 rupees, 40,000 rupees. So it is used with individual customers. They have to identify. It cannot be sold to a normal customer, that type of a hotel service. Business class, first class is being offered. And those who buy them, they don't buy it for a big seat or a large quantity of meal or quality of wine to drink. No. They want privacy. They want to work on the flight. They would like comfort and peace. They don't go to dine specific food or to drink extra wine. No. So combination of personal face-to-face interaction and telesale will be selling these type of significant purchases. More onto that, on personal selling, taking the help of distribution channel, encouraging purchasing, using several distribution channel for sales promotion. I've counted on this in detail to you, so hopefully you are able to keep track of understanding what I'm talking about distribution channel, what how you can rope more distribution channel so that you have more point of sale to increase your sale. Providing sales team performs two roles. Providing information, they would talk about the product or they would talk about the destination, and encouraging their frontline people to achieve their desired revenue. And the sales team also attempts to create partnership with the distribution channel in addition to motivation to generate sales. So they will arrange for a partnership. And what partnership means? Not distributing profit, but you buy this product, we will give you 20% discount on it. You fly our airline and we will give you admission to a specific hotel at some cost. So these are all referred as partnership. Sales managers are sitting with the responsibility of sales team. Anybody who is a sales manager, of course the title may differ in different organizations. Some of them would be called vice president sales. Some would call them regional sales director. But the basic work they do is selling. And what they do? They form their own team, which is their strength, which they have tested, who have proved. They will hire sales team, inspire and reward the sales team, like various rewards we have spoken, supporting activities, support, because the sales manager, the director, has more authority of clearing the seat, offering hotel when they are full, looking at the cancellation, they do it, or monitor, evaluate, and control. Again, the last element is whatever sales practices are being implemented, they are monitored, evaluated, and controlled. Moving further, the sales member includes what? They take marketing research. Now, what is marketing research? Who is doing what? Which new airline has come? Which is a new corporate account where there is a possibility of tapping that? What incentives are being offered by competition? What customers are looking forward with our airline? What we can offer to attract more passengers? Skill improvement, learning that keep going. If any new gadget has been introduced, that can be shared, explained. So skill improvement, business development, customer servicing. Any unhappy customer to be serviced, post-service, what are you offering? Negotiation, if a corporate talk, it would give you 50 seats on every single flight. Negotiate, the fare is 2,000 dirham. Okay, give us 20% discount. Competition is offering 20%. We can match and take your product, give me 20. So that's a negotiation that goes on. And help business to grow, obviously, ultimately. That's why the sales team sit. And scheduling and planning. So they plan and they schedule. With this, I thank you. I conclude my chapter. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. It was a pleasure for me to talk to you and explain in detail about sales promotion, public relation, and marketing strategies related to it. Once again, thank you, dear students.